We end this hour with the final story in our series on creative partnerships in the arts. We've explored how clashing personalities produce great music and how translators collaborate with long-dead authors. Today, developing trust when the stakes are high. NPR's Elizabeth Blair introduces us to a flyer and a catcher in a trapeze act in Cirque du Soleil.
Cecil B. DeMille once described them like this: the daredevil performers who slap death in the face. A little over the top, but watching the Cirque du Soleil trapeze artists soaring and somersaulting nearly 46 feet up in the air is heart-stopping.
It's an incredibly difficult act to do, even just jumping. It takes courage to do that.
Marianne Van Grensven is the artistic director for Cirque du Soleil's current touring show, OVO. She says a flying act is built on trust. But first, she says, each artist needs to be strong individually. Take flyer Andrei Shapin. He was a gymnast in Russia before he joined Cirque du Soleil 2 years ago, but he'd never flown before.
He had to learn how to fly. So he did maybe 2 flights in the beginning, and now he does most of the flights in the act. So he has developed a tremendous amount. This guy, to me, is like a rock star.
Andrei Shapin's main catcher is Sergei Filipenko, and the two men could not be more different in body type and temperament. Filipenko is tall, 6'1", in his late 20s, and easygoing. Shapin is much smaller and younger, and he admits he gets nervous.
When I do my act, my heart always knocks so fast, you know. I have a lot of adrenaline every day.
Filipenko, on the other hand, is like the laid-back older brother. Do you get nervous?
Not really.
And he says that's important because another part of his job is to help the flyer relax, especially before a jump.
To be calm, to listen, and I think it's a very important part of the catcher.
Cirque du Soleil's show OVO has an insect theme. The flyers and catchers are scarabs. It's like the heavy metal part of the show. Even wearing thick costumes that look like armor, Andrei Shapin does flips, layouts, and twists with astonishing grace. And Filipenko says he is there to protect him.
My job is to save him all the time.
My job is to save him all the time. Imagine saving someone while swinging by your legs upside down on a bar while your partner is diving towards you at high speed.
And just know he will catch me, that's it. This is for sure.
Shapin and Filipenko do this 8, sometimes 10 times a week. What Shapin and Filipenko do have in common is the hours and hours of training it takes to be in the exceptionally adventurous Cirque du Soleil. OVO artistic director Marianne Van Grensven.
Their life literally is in each other's hands. So if they don't trust each other, we have a big problem.
Sergei Filipenko and Andrei Shapin say the trust they've developed comes from talking to each other a lot, whether they're on the ground or way up there.
On the practice, we always speak, we have fun, jokes. Sometimes if I heard one good song, I give it to him and we're singing together, even there, up there.
Sergei Filipenko says when they're up there, it's privileged time. Touring the country with Cirque du Soleil, they're constantly surrounded by the other 66 artists, since they live together in pretty close quarters.
Here we have a lot of people all the time around us, and up there we're like only us. It's kind of, I like this moment. Nobody can touch us.
Nobody can hear them when they're talking up there either. Andrei Shapin says his partner, Sergei Filipenko, knows more about him than anyone else. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Our program is directed by Brendan Manizak, edited by Allison McAdam, and produced by Neil Carruth. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson. Our staff on Capitol Hill today includes Julia Buckley, Corey Turner, Art Silverman, and Viet Le. At the Washington desk, Ron Elving, Beth Donovan, Ken Rudin, Kathy Shaw, Mathoni Maturi, and Evie Stone. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Michelle Norris. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.